the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on America's Freedom Network. Podcasts will be on America's Freedom Network. Both hours on podcast shortly. Tonight, at every night, weeknights, 6 p.m., the first hour will be aired on AM radio, 1360 Johnstown, Colorado, and the 6 o'clock program will be streamed also, 1360KHNC.com. I'm going to begin with an article out of International News. Davos executives accused of using the N-word around black workers. The leadership of the World Economic Forum, including founder Klaus Schwab, the Nazi family, his father was a Nazi, wife, children, including founder Klaus Schwab, have turned a blind eye to discrimination against women and black people, as well as sexual harassment in the organization, the Wall Street Journal reported on Saturday, citing over 80 current and former employees and other sources familiar with the situation. The accusations contrast with the recommendations of the World Economic Forum, which has been vocally calling for the advancement of gender parity. So then we see here the Pharisees, the true spirit of the Pharisees, hypocrites. Advancement of gender parity, which according to its analysis is projected to add trillions to global economies and significantly boost the economic output of some nations. So, the forum known as Davos was established by Schwab in 1971, is run by a non-profit foundation. Forum's gathering at Davos, Switzerland, is one of the world's biggest annual business and economic events. It is a old world order event. You can't call it a New World Order event any longer. It has been replaced by an International World Order. It commonly attracts dozens of high-ranking world leaders involved in occult societies, that's mine, and CEOs, more than 50 heads of states attending in 2024. Last month, Schwab announced plans to step back from his position after more than 50 years at the helm. The 86-year-old founder outlined his intention to transition to a non-executive chairman role before the next forum. And there's a battle right now as to who's going to actually lead this forum for the next 9 years. And then it will be finished. It will be over. There will be no more World Economic Forum. And the reason I say that is we're in the final decade before Christ returns. There's no need for the World Economic Forum in Christ's millennial kingdom. Under Schwab's oversight of the forum, there's been an atmosphere hostile to senoritas, or women, and black people. In the workplace, it's been allowed to fester. It was allowed to fester. That's who these people are. They say one thing, they do another. Christ said, you know the tree by the fruit. At least 6 female employees were reportedly sacked or saw their career paths negatively affected after getting pregnant or returning from maturity leave, while another half a dozen were allegedly sexually harassed by senior managers, some of whom still remain at the organization. 2 women told the outlet they were sexually harassed years ago by VIP guests at forum gatherings. And it's true. Former managers use the N-word around black employees, according to complaints obtained by the Journal. Black people have been reportedly passed over for promotions or left out of Davos. So this is the truth. This is what really happens with these non-governmental organizations, or Davos, or Bilderbergers, World Economic Forum, World Bank, IMF. IMF, not so much. These IMF, World Bank, I'll give you a little insight. They generally place the people in the position, these high positions that have high occult pedigree or are very powerful in the occult. They place these people strategically that have connections to the other world. And time is now, it's being reported more and more. Epstein, his involvement in the occult, Hitler, the occult, etc. Charlie, big-eared Charlie of England, and Kamala, absolutely Kamala, her grandfather. These people were in the occult in the islands. Secret societies. But which secret societies are they members of? This is the question. But nevertheless, they are involved in the occult. Schwab, the same. Klaus Schwab, absolutely. His son, his daughter, yes. Members of secret societies in the occult, serving you-know-who. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. And I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
And there is a bad moon on the rise. Bad things coming to the world. Not just America. To the world. The Democrats, or the Uniparty, rhinos, Democrats, in secret societies, are frantic. Why? Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, the BRICS nations, they're afraid of de-dollarization. But there's something that I'm going to present to you that you've never heard of, and it's an article. It is out, it's Cassie Buckman, and this is the Project 2025. Project 2025, yes. There are the agendas, 2021, 25, 2030, 2035, but this is Project 2025. And here's what it is. And this is why the powers in Washington, D.C. are extremely concerned about Donald Trump winning and being once again reinstated as president of this country. Authors of Project 2025 say it's a guide on what the next president needs to do so they can undo the damage to the America they claim has been caused by liberal politicians. Critics, though, say Project 2025 is extremist. It's authoritarian. And even dystopian. Authoritarian and even dystopian. Now, here's what 2025 is. Essentially, a handbook acts as a manual for the next Republican president, detailing ways to shape, to reshape, and give the executive branch more power. This would be wonderful if it would happen. It won't, but still, the Uniparty is very concerned because they had something happen in 2016 that caught them off guard, caught them by surprise, mesmerized them. They didn't know what to do, and it was Donald Trump's election. It happened once, Can lightning strike again? Will Donald Trump once again win this election and actually take position in the White House? Can lightning strike twice? The occult world was shocked. They were, I don't know what to say. In 2016, I'm sorry, yeah, 2016, they were completely, they were not only devastated, trying to find the appropriate word, they were perplexed. They were destroyed, distraught. They were unnerved because Donald Trump was not to be part of their world. And the occult world was abuzz. In the occult world, the prophets and the priests and the witches and the warlocks, they were trying to figure out how was this individual who is a born-again Christian end up in a Rockefeller-controlled system. Even the prophets, toward the end, they realized that Hillary Clinton was not going to be president. Their high priestess would not take the position as president. So they were, in that world, they had a big letdown. Is it going to happen again? Is there going to be another incident where lightning strikes twice? And if it does, here's what they are afraid of. Going on with Project 2025. Quote, we need to flood the zone. And this was I better back up a little bit. There was a tent in the Iowa State Fair, August 14th, 2023. A lot of young fairgoers. And this was what was the topic in that meeting or that gathering, Project 2025. Quote, we need to flood the zone with conservatives. Paul Danz, director of the 2025 Presidential Transition Project and a former Trump administration official, said, according to the Associated Press, building off four pillars, a policy agenda, number one, personnel, two, training, three, and a 180-day playbook, 4.4. Project 2025 organizers plan to pave the way for an effective conservative administration. The plan hinges on the election of a Republican president and uses Trump's Schedule F policy. This policy, Schedule F, which was ended by Biden immediately upon Biden taking position in the White House as the non-elected president, Obama immediately demanded Schedule F be scuttled. It ended by Biden under the direction, I'm saying this, this is mine, under the direction of Barack Obama. He's the one running, pulling the puppet, the strings of the puppet, to reclassify tens of thousands of federal workers as political appointees to try and enable mass dismissals. However, Trump's campaign has previously said he sets his own priorities and that outside groups don't speak for him. The main component is the firing of as many as 50,000 federal workers who conservative groups say will get in the way of his agenda, of Trump's agenda. Now, let me give you a little history. This is important. Jimmy Carter hired a young, there was a woman. Her name was Christine Marcy. She has a brother that many people know, McConnell. I'm trying to think of his first name. And McConnell, his sister, very brilliant, Carter, used her to put together a policy or a system called Senior Executive Service. Senior Executive Service. With Senior Executive Service, the president can appoint whoever he wants to head every department, every agency in the United States of America. Field McConnell had a sister, Christine Marcy. Brilliant, brilliant individual in the occult with other witches throughout the country. This is just a fact. This is a fact. Documented. I'm not making this up. So you can view it from a perspective that doesn't just come from the people who present their view. No, this is Christine Marcy. Ties with Hillary, all of them, Janet Reno. So the president, starting with Jimmy Carter, this is the beginning of the New World Order takeover of the United States of America with Jimmy Carter. And everybody, they consider Jimmy Carter as a benevolent, little old gray-haired, brilliant man. No. The man is corrupt to the core. A Rockefeller appointee under the direction of Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger. So that he, the president, or from that point forward to the present, the president appoints the heads of the agencies in this country. FEMA? Who has been appointed to the head of FEMA? This was the great evil to this country. What the Project 2025 is saying, that these employees in senior executive service cannot be fired. They can't be fired. Trump tried firing some of these individuals when he took office. They laughed. They have their pensions. And when Obama left office, he appointed over 6,500 appointees to federal agencies in this country. 6,500. This is why Donald Trump had such a hard time in his 4 years from 16 to 2021. He had to fight a system that was rigged. Whoever the House rules, the House always wins. 16 intelligence agencies in the federal government targeting Donald Trump. The IRS targeting Trump and all of Trump's supporters. This is the way to control a society forever. And guess who was behind it also? Let's see, there was David, and there was Nelson, Lawrence, Winthrop, I think it was Morgan. This family, everywhere you look, this family is involved. There is no such thing as an agency that the family is not involved with. It is in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Pharaoh in Egypt owned Egypt. It was family possession. Same principle in England and the United States. Rick Rogers, President Truth.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Join us and don't miss a moment of The Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
Welcome back to the second half of the first hour of the Present Truth program on your host, Neil Rogers. Every day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Internet radio, the best. And also, the first hour will be podcast on the same site, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast section. It will also, the first hour will be live, played at 6 p.m. on Johnstown 1360 KHNC radio station. It'll be streamed on 1360KHNC.com and the podcasts on both sites. Sundays, I host the Olive Tree Ministry program, 10 to 1, 3 hours. I need 5, I only get 3. I need 4, I only get 2 during the week. But it's okay. We'll take the minutes and we'll make the best of them, and we'll get you the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey used to say, all of the story, uncontaminated. And I'll take the black and the white, what is being written, what is really happening. I'll give you commentary. I'll use what the Bible says about the time that we're in, who the Bible says the leaders of the world will be in the time that we're in. Example, Donald Trump is in the Bible in two riddles, in a riddle. In the riddle of Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10, a riddle of the final 7 presidents of the United States of America. And the final presidents of America, I'll give you all 7 names, starting with Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Scherf Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Scherf Jr., Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, and number 7, Donald Trump, the noble, the king with dignity, the king that is not an insider, the president that will do more for this country and the world in the last 50 years, and probably even to the beginning. Donald Trump, the individual that was not an insider, was not allowed to be president in the Rockefeller-owned country of America. He was not to be part of the New World Order, which he is not part of. He did not further the New World Order, which the previous 6 presidents did. From Carter, they have furthered the New World agenda. Donald Trump put a sponge bomb, you might say, in that tunnel. For those that are following the war in Israel, the tunnels underneath, they use sponge bombs to seal them off. And whoever's inside these tunnels from one end to the other, they are in their grave. The enemies of Israel. Donald Trump was a sponge bomb to halt the momentum of the New World, of the Rockefeller New World Order. He halted it. And then he gave Vladimir Putin time to put the final nail in the coffin with Xi Jinping. Donald Trump is in the Bible. Bill Clinton is in the Bible. Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama. In the riddle, there are 8 administrations, but only 7 presidents. So one president is going to get an additional 8 years. 8 years. Plus, then there's a gulf, a gap. Then there will be a final 8 years. And in between the 2 8-year periods, there will be in the center an 8-year period. And in that center 8-year period, so this is a total of 24 years. In the center 8-year period, Donald Trump gets the first 4 years, and an additional time of power slipping into the second half of that 8-year period, but there's an imposter that is actually taking the position of power instead of Donald Trump. That is Joe Biden. So Biden, in a sense, as a non-president, is in that riddle. But he is not considered, according to the Bible, he is not considered to be one of the final seven presidents. He's just, you might say, a ghost in between. The eighth administration is ruled by one of the seven. The only one, logically speaking, is Barack Obama. So Barack Obama is going to return. Now I'm going to go back to this article that I began with in the first half of the program of this hour. Project 2025. Project 2025, the main component of this project is the firing of as many as 50,000 federal workers who conservative groups say will get in the way of the agenda, and the senior executive service employees during the 4 years that Donald Trump was in office legally, they did interfere. And Barack Obama knew that he had to appoint people that would be loyal to him, because once should Donald Trump take office, these employees would undermine him. And if Hillary should take office, well, then the appointees of Obama would just actually accelerate Hillary's objectives during her position as president. So it was win-win. It was a win-win for the Rockefeller plan. But Donald Trump won the election. Now senior executive service employees in all of the agencies in the United States government, they go to work to scuttle his agendas. Under Project 2025, agencies such as the U.S. Department of Education would be eliminated, and others like the Federal Trade Commission, Federal Communications Commission, and Justice Department, and they would be put under the president's control, a so-called top-to-bottom overhaul of the Department of Justice with and FBI efforts to stop Pentagon would abolish diversity.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit C-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long, every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Forgot to get the, I don't have the reference for the article I'm reading, but you can go to Project 2025 and it will be there. So if you just go to Project 2025, you'll be able to read this article. It's devastating to the Uniparty. This is why Trump is such a great threat. This Project 2025 is anti-New World Order, anti-American world hegemony, anti, well, let's say it's anti-Rockefeller. With the investigation of the Rockefeller family, especially in the last 10 years, roughly. Everywhere in the pharmaceutical, not oil, not only in oil and gas, pharmaceuticals, the Defense Department, with CERN, with agendas, ethnic cleansing, euthanasia, abortion, they have funded everything that you would deem to be evil. Daunting as it may be, that is just the truth. Presently, with Nelson, David, all the uncles dying, I believe that this whole family and the direction of the family is in the hands of Bill and Hillary Clinton, to a great degree, and lesser, to a lesser degree, Bill Clinton. The New World Order is, and the one who is running the family dynasties, the foundations, is, I believe, Hillary. All the agendas, she's making sure that everything is on time, moving forward, hopefully accelerating. She's behind it. She is cunningly brilliant. She may not like Barry Satoru, the Christian name for Barack Obama. She may not like a lot of these people, but she did like Christine Marcy, because Christine Marcy put in place senior executive services, the control of all government agencies by the president, by El Presidente. And Donald Trump, should lightning strike twice and Donald Trump take position as president of the United States of America, I guarantee you the nations of the world will be excited. They will be extremely excited. The leaders of these corrupt nations, they will have bad dreams tonight. They will have nightmares. They will wet the bed. because should Trump win, this time Donald has wisdom that he didn't have before. This time he will pull out all the stops. He'll take dynamite to the dams. Oh, Klaus Schwab will run for his life. These people will, they'll definitely head deep underground into their underground palaces, the chambers of luxury. And that's where they're going to end up dying, in their dens of luxury, the chambers of luxury. They think they can live forever and hide from the face of God. They will ask and beg the ceilings to fall upon them, the roofs of these caverns, please crush us, fall on us, hide us from the face of this mighty God who's coming to judge us. But the nations, the people of the nations will be happy. You know why? The Russian-Ukraine conflict will end. And with Israel, that conflict will come to an end. Xi Jinping will back down from invading Taiwan. This would be the scenario. In this country, the judges that and these prosecuting attorneys that have been placed in the throughout the judicial systems in this country, they'll be taken and put in jail. Oh, frabjous day, Kalu Clay. But lightning is not going to strike twice. I'm telling you the prophecies in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. Lightning will not strike twice. These people right now, continuity of government, every agency in this government has kicked into protecting itself from the wrath of Don. The wrath of Donald J. Trump. If he were to once again take position as president, it would be over for these people. AmericasGreenNetwork.com, the present truth.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Again on 1360KHNC.com for the first hour replay at 6 p.m. And it's streamed not only on podcast, but it will be streamed also on 1360KHNC.com. So, sorry, I walked away from the mic. The phone in the background rang, and I walked out the door to see what's going on. And I forgot I have to finish this segment. So this is what happens with live radio. You know, you have two systems. You have the systems, you have the board, you have everything else that gets the program out to the nation. And then you have the board operator. And if you have a malfunction with either system, you have dead air. So there was a malfunction with me. I figured, well, I have a couple of minutes. I went out to see who was calling to make sure that, not that I answer the phone generally, but I walked away and thought, oh, whoops, I better get back. There's a crowd that wants to know the rest of the story, that wants to know what's really going on. And reading from this article, you know, Project 2025, should lightning strike twice, there will be a millennial kingdom. The leaders of the world, many would shudder, have nightmares, and wet the bed. The rest would realize there is a great God, and He is just brought peace to the world. Well, there is a great God, and the great God, Jesus Christ, in Matthew 24, said that before He comes, there is going to be great distress upon the nations and the people of the world. The great distress would occur because of the wicked people, the wicked children of the devil. Read the book of Revelation, you'll see the wicked children of the devil in Revelation chapter 6, Revelation chapter 13 especially. And with these children of the devil, the tree, the fruit that they bring forth is death. So, again, every day of the week, 11 to 1, American Freedom Network, the present truth. AmericanFreedomNetwork.com, the present truth.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, Paul tells